Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Invite our host, Adrian, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Adrian, now. I'm here. Can't hear too good with your background music. Hello. Adrian, are you there?
There's a place I like to find, a doorway that I run through in the night. Relax, child, you were there.
Adrian, are you there? Hello. Hello, Adrian, are you there?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties. That has to do with the weather. And we're on now. And we're just waiting for Roy to connect back on. There are some problems, I don't know, due to the weather. Anyways, tonight we'll be using the pendulum and the angel card readings until Roy comes back. If he comes back on, we'll invite him back on. If not, we'll continue the show. I'm going to go ahead and pull an angel card for everyone while we're waiting here. Oh, looks like he's back on now, so we'll go ahead and just invite him back on.
Hello.
Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Agent.
We were having some technical problems. I don't know, due to the weather.
Yeah.
For some reason, we lost the connection.
We're back on there.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start the show. We have a lot of callers. Let's go start with the... Well, actually, let's first ask, let's talk about what are we talking about tonight?
Well, we could talk about energy.
Okay.
Things that are, you know, that you can't explain, you know, what it is.
All right. And did you want to talk about, like, how I'm able to make the corrections with the pendulum, with energy?
Right.
Well, we'll start off with the story where I fixed this lady's archetype with my pendulum. Her archetype was a eagle, and her eagle was, according to her, she said her eagle was ill because it lost its children, and I did the corrections and healed the eagle. And I also did some corrections on a client that came over yesterday, and he had some leakages in his aura, which he felt like other psychics have told him that he had a lot of energy going out and not coming in. So I made those corrections. And ever since then, I haven't heard from him, but he said his back started feeling better. He felt more energized. And why is that, Roy? Why do we always keep running in that situation where we never hear back from him again, but yet we help them?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to explain that when we do these kind of corrections, it's almost like a psychic surgery. And we identify the problem, go in, correct it, and then everything's back to, you know, in balance, you know, where it needs to be. And I think a lot of people that don't seem to get back with you, and you know, I guess it probably scares them, you know, because you were able to do something like that. You know, what do you get from that, agent?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting it does scare a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
And somehow it affects them energetically, and we don't know how these changes, how it starts to change in their body frequency. But
right.
Hopefully we did our part in making those corrections for them.
Yeah, that's all we can do, you know, as healers, is to, you know, help these people, you know, whatever they might be experiencing, so that they could, you know, get back on, you know, and on that path, that spiritual path where they need to be. So
right.
Main thing is, you know, getting them to be open, you know, be allow us to go into the unconscious and to help them, you know, spiritually. I just wanted to share that. And what else would you like to add to that, Adrian?
Well, I just want to add that I think it helps people energetically and subconsciously, and if we can make those corrections, we can get rid of these parasites that have affected a lot of people's health and their lives.
Now, why don't we go ahead and get started and show, you know, our callers, you know, what we're able to do.
All right, let's start with the area code 818. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Brittany. I'm calling from California.
Brittany, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Well, my question is, I have to move in 2 days, and I was out for a place. And I was supposed to hear back today, but I heard that I didn't get the place, and I wanted to know what you guys see around this.
Okay, so my question to you, and before I look in the house inventory decision making, are you looking to rent or buy?
to lease, to rent. It was a place and a location to where my angels and guides guided me to. And so now I've been looking at this location for the past 3 weeks. I finally found a place that I actually liked that was within my price range, but I just heard today that I didn't get it, and I have to move in 2 days.
Okay. So you need something available right away, right?
Right.
Okay, so obviously the reason why you didn't get it is because you're not meant to be there.
Right.
So the universe is kind of has a different plan for you. That's what I'm getting.
The universe has a different plan for me. Okay, and what does that plan entail?
It could mean that you need to move somewhere else or something else is coming up. But it's not that place.
Yeah, it's not that place, but is it in the area? Like, where should I look? Where should I start? Is there something they can tell me to help me?
Have you have you checked other places?
Yeah, I've checked other places, and I'm just trying to stay, you know, within my price range, within the area that they want me in. And I just... I don't know what else to do.
And, are you looking to get into housing or what?
No, as of now, I'm just looking for a place to live.
Okay. So what was the cause why they wouldn't let you in, did they say?
They said that they ran my credit, and I guess it wasn't up to their standards.
Okay, that's usually the case. So my only advice to you is I think that you need to find yourself a roommate. And before you decide to move on your own.
I've been living on my own for the past 4 years. The place where I was going is actually less rent than what I'm paying now.
Yeah, you might need to find if you're low on your time frame, you might need to find a roommate until you can find the place because you need time to look.
Well, what is
and you're running out of time.
Do you know what spirit has to say? Like, am I going to move somewhere? Do you see me moving in a place within the next 5 days?
Yeah, I see you moving with a roommate.
With a roommate.
Mhm.
Okay.
Because Spirit's telling me you need to do more research. That's according to the card, to the chart. That's what it's saying.
They're telling me I need to do more research.
Yeah.
Oh, research in regards.
Research in regarding your apartment, but you need more time to do the research. So you're going to have to find a roommate so that you can do that because you don't have enough time.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Okay. The universe is kind of pushing you kind of fast, but you need more time to prepare and decide with what you want. And obviously, you were depending on this place, and it didn't unfold for you, so now that kind of puts you in a bind.
Yeah, so basically, do you see me rooming with someone I already know, or is it someone that I just won't know?
Well, it depends on what you want. Do you want somebody that you know?
I mean, I'd prefer.
Okay, so let me check and see. Will be somebody that she knows. And it is saying yes.
Okay.
Do you know any of your friends or female friends that would like to move in with you?
I mean, I probably will end up, like, just staying with one of my friends.
Okay. So that would give you more time to look then.
Okay.
That's
all right.
That's what the guys want you to do.
So they want me to do more research. Okay.
Yeah. Because you didn't do enough research.
I just wanted to add to that, from the cards that I'm pulling, it says that you're outside of your element right now, that, you know, like Adrian said, you need more time to, you know, do some research. I don't know how much time you spent already, but since that didn't develop, now you got to go to Plan B. And Plan B, my guides are saying that you will have to, you know, move in with somebody temporarily until you're able to find that place, you know, for yourself. If you've lived on your own for a while, you know, it's going to be a little challenge for you because you've been living on your own. Now you'll have to learn to, you know, live with somebody else, and where you'll be moving with somebody you do know, it'll be a little less strenuous on you. So main thing is to allow the universe to bring that special place to you and start manifesting, you know, the place that you do want to go into. And if you want lower rent, then, you know, manifest that. I mean, Adrian, he was down to, before he moved into the apartment he's at now, they told him he had like a 2-year waiting list, and he was able to get it in within 3 months.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
How long do you see me living with this person that I already know?
I can give you time frame. Do
okay.
you want weeks or months?
Weeks.
Weeks? Okay. Check the chart here. Actually, I suppose to ask if I can tell you this before I tell you, so that we know it's accurate. And the spirit's saying yes, I can tell you. Okay, good. Oh, interesting. It's saying in 4 weeks.
So I'll be living with them in 4 weeks?
You'll be staying with them for 4 weeks.
Okay.
And that should give enough time to look. And it might even be before 4 weeks. You know, it was going to 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You know, and I just wanted to share something also. You know, sometimes when we have our heart set on a certain place or a certain thing, and the universe, you know, says, well, it's just not, you know, for you at this time, you know. And I've always told Adrian, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
It'll happen.
If it's not, then it won't.
That's true. You're right.
And then you always look at something, you know, even if you do move with somebody else, always look at that as it just temporary, and that way it makes it, you know, so that you can be in a goal and bring, you know, that special place, you know, a lot
can
quicker
you,
to you.
Can you get your hands on a white candle?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want you to do is write down the kind of place that you want and focus your intent on that place, fold up the paper, put the candle on top of the paper where you won't see your desires, get a bowl of water, let it burn out for 3 to 4, or let's say about 4 days, since we're looking at 4 weeks. Put down 3 to 4 weeks. And when the candle burns out, you'll have your place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The main thing is what the candle is all about is you're putting out that intention, you know, for the highest good, and then you start manifesting and things will come to you at a a lot quicker. Let's go ahead with the next caller now, Adrian.
All right, let me read this angel card to her real quick.
Okay.
Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, it says, notice the signs and the synchronicities of your desires. Yes, this sign you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop feathers, coins, and other signs upon your path to remind you that you're well, and we are there to help you in the process.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are
welcome.
Welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, so let's go to the 612 area. You're on the air. 612? Six oh four, you're on the air. Six oh four. Are you still there?
Hello.
Roy?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh,
please?
There we
and,
go.
Okay.
Oh, did we both, did two people get unmuted at the same time?
I think we did.
Go ahead, you
okay.
First. I'm 604. You go first.
Are you there?
Hello.
Six oh four,
are you there?
No, 612, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Jordana, Chicago.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you?
Well, okay, I have a question. Really, it should be pretty brief. My boyfriend and I are doing a business deal together, and his dad is involved. And today, his dad talked to me for the first time, and then he told my boyfriend he had to talk to him. So I'm just wondering what he thinks about me. Like, does he like me, or what's the deal?
Your boyfriend you're asking about?
No, his father.
Because
I haven't personally met his father, but we spoke on the phone today.
Oh, okay. At first, I thought he was dead.
No, no.
Okay. So what does he think about you? You want to know?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Spirit, tell us, what does he think of her? Can you tell him? Spirit says yes. Okay. Go ahead and show us what he's thinking. Okay. He thinks... Hold on. I'm on the wrong chart. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay. He thinks you're compatible with his son.
Okay. So he likes
he
me.
Very, yeah, he does. He thinks you're very emotionally healthy for his son. And that,
okay.
That you're very
well,
unconditional love. You have a lot of unconditional love.
I do.
For his son.
I do. But I just really wanted to make sure he liked me because, you know, he was the type of guy that you couldn't really read and really, like, stern, and I get it because he's in business. But I couldn't tell, and I want him to like me, and so I was hoping he did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He really
okay,
loved
so
you.
That, that is a blessing in disguise. And then quickly, I was going to ask you, tomorrow and the following day, I'm going out to work, and I have a lot. I'm in multi-level marketing. I have quite a bit of people that I need to recruit. I'm just wondering if I'm going to hit my goals.
Okay. Let's see here. And it's saying 50%. It is saying yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, so I will hit my goals. So that's really nice. Oh, that makes me feel better.
I have to think about his father. His father don't like a lot of people. That's really weird.
Oh, yeah, his father is really, what's a good word? He's just, he's a really nice, sweet guy when you get to know him. But before you do, he's just really strong. And he doesn't trust a lot of people is what I should say.
No, we don't.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's why, like, us doing this deal together is so important. And I really just wanted to know if he liked me because I want him to like me and I want to be a part of his life eventually. So.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is his father is almost like a wild dog. It's like you can go
what
up to
mean?
An animal. It's like if you represented him to a wild dog, he's like an animal. You'd walk up to him and you'd pet him, and he'd come right up to you. And then some people they won't go up to. They don't like him.
Right.
Because they don't trust him.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah. So his father's like that. He's like a wild dog.
Yeah, no, he doesn't trust a lot of people. Either it is my boyfriend, but, you know, my boyfriend, you know.
And he don't like
I know
him.
Yeah. No, he's just really all about business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
but there was something about you that he liked.
Really? Okay, well, that's good. Well, even when we were on the phone, you know, he asked me when he was going to be able to, like, meet me. And so, but then, like, the thing that I think worried me was that afterwards he told my boyfriend that they needed to talk. So I didn't know if they, like, were talking about me or what it was.
Yeah, it was about you.
Oh, what was it about?
Plans for his future.
Oh, okay.
With you. And
okay.
They're talking mostly about you, how you can, how compatible you are and if it's going to work out, blah, blah, blah. You know, and not only that, but his dad puts a lot of doubt in his head because he's all about business and money and telling him to focus on that and not love. And but other than that, his heart is falling toward you. Not all that stuff, you know. But he feels he has to have that as his foundation in order to be successful and have money and all that stuff.
No, I understand. Well, that's really good to hear. Well, thank you all so much.
I just wanted to share something with you.
Sure.
I just pulled a card, and my guides are saying not to make any assumptions. Because
okay,
sometimes assumptions, you know, can be deceiving.
Oh,
the main thing is, you know, allow your energy to, how does an animal come to you? You put out the kind of energy, you know, in which it feels comfortable, you know, with your energy, and allow that energy to, you know, surround, you know, his father, and a lot of it is building rapport, you know, and he's beginning to feel that, you know, as you were talking. And
okay.
The main thing is just go with the flow.
Okay, but you see, like, all positive in the future?
Yeah.
Right
okay,
now it's a little rocky, but it'll be all positive. It's just rocky
wonderful.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Have a good night.
Good night. Let's go to the next caller from the 775 area. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Ross from Reno.
and we welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you?
Let's see. We're in the process of moving to, I don't know where, I don't know when or how soon. I don't know where I should be looking. I don't know. I guess my question is, where should I be looking? Where am I headed? Where am I going? What am I doing?
Other words, you know, what is my...
I just want to share something real quick.
Okay.
I was reading an article one day, and it was about Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to the rabbi, and there was two roads. And he asked, and she kept telling the rabbi, you know, which road should I take? And the rabbi says, well, do you know where you're going? And she goes, no. And he says, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is, you know, how much does it matter if you don't know, you know, where you're going or what road you're taking?
That makes sense.
Well, I know where I don't want to go. My husband wants to move to Alabama, and I will jump off the nearest bridge. I'm not lying. If that's where I'm headed, then that's a wrap. I'm not going to Alabama, period.
So now you and him have to come to to an agreement. If it's not going to be Alabama, where would he be willing to go? And that way you can both come up with a solution to where you would both feel comfortable with.
See, this is where it gets rocky. He doesn't want to go anywhere else but Alabama.
Yeah.
So you're going to, like Roy says, you're going to have to come to an agreement on where you're going to go, or you're going to have to go a separate way.
Yeah.
Unless you can change his perspective.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's why Roy says you don't want to assume anything.
No.
So you got to think of the consequences of your actions, what you want to do.
Main thing is, where would you feel comfortable going?
I'm not even really sure what direction, you know, I don't even really know where to start looking. I mean, like I said, we were so comfortable. And this is a forced move. This isn't something that we, you know, have chosen to do. Well, I guess we did choose to do it. This is the road that we chose. So I really don't know where I should be looking. I don't know. It's just all talk at the moment. No one is definite. We're definitely going here. We're definitely going there.
Oh, okay.
And
so
how long have
right
you
now.
Been in Reno?
For about 19 years.
19 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's... you're right, you know, in a place where there's a lot of stuff going on in Reno, you know, it's a lot of gambling and nightlife and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about that?
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
You don't bother you?
Mm-mm.
Because what my guys are telling me that if it didn't bother you, then, you know, why not go to Las Vegas? Now, what'd your husband feel about that?
I don't know.
Because that's the first thing that came to me. Yeah.
Let's look on the chart and see.
There's a lot of opportunities there for both of you.
In
how
Las
would
Vegas.
Her husband about
yeah.
this? About Vegas. Oh, it looks positive. Yeah.
Really?
Because, you know, Reno's not quite as big as Las Vegas, so
mm-hmm.
you'd be stepping into something new,
mm-hmm.
and there would be more opportunities for both of you.
And that's the industry that we both work in.
Yeah. So that would fit right mm-hmm. in alignment.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's, you know, some food for thought. And that way you can both come, you know, to, you know, some kind of agreement.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Las Vegas. All right.
Okay.
Whew. Feel better already.
Good. And that's why you called.
Sound better. Sound a lot better.
Yeah.
We can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I'm not that
aggressive.
You just moved up a couple of notches.
I know. I could feel it. I could totally feel it. I was here. Now I'm feeling here. Okay. At least that's a direction.
Okay.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you say you're in the market. What kind of market is it?
We're in the casino industry. He is a food director at a casino, and I am a cocktail server at a casino.
They need them all the time in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. How are we working on, Roy?
Actually, we're going to Las Vegas also.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Me and my son are not only leaders, but we're hypnotists, and we perform
mm-hmm.
on stage.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what better place than Las Vegas, where it's the capital, it's the entertainment capital of the world.
That's true. That's true. So the spirit guides are saying Las Vegas, or?
They're saying Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll start there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, now that's
absolutely.
The problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bigger city, more money, better life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll start there.
Good. Maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, you will. You will. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah. Well,
wonderful.
Don't be surprised one day we might walk into your casino and remember who you are and say, hey, remember us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll be glad to have you. We'll be glad to have you.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead with the explorer now, I think.
Okay. Let's go to the 504 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Ashley in New Orleans.
And Ashley, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
What do you guys see for my love life?
Are you in a relationship right now?
No. Single for a year.
Are you looking for your twin flame?
I let him look for me.
You're looking for each other then. Nathan, what are you getting with her meeting her twin flame?
Okay. Well, this is the right connection and the right time. According to the chart, it's saying for you. For me, I've been having a lot of dreams of mine.
Speaking of dreams, I've been dreaming lately.
Could you share that with us?
Okay, he's tall, he's brown-skinned, and he wears glasses. He's taller than me, put it like that.
Hmm, interesting. So you actually saw him in his astral form. Is that right? You're saying yes.
I don't know what astral means. What is that even? Like an out-of-body experience? Or
that's
what?
During the dream state.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he showed himself to you.
And I haven't met him yet. And I didn't get a name.
You've met him. You haven't met him in person yet, but you've met him. And it says here that there was an attraction, an emotional attraction, that connected you. And you were, at the time, you were thinking of your twin flame, and that's what drawed him in. And so it manifested to show you what he looks like and when you're going to meet him. So you've already met. You've already met. In the astral.
Can you
just haven't met.
Okay.
Yeah. But you will meet in person. That's just letting you know that you will meet in person.
Okay.
And how will they meet, Agent?
I can't believe you said that again.
Said, how will they meet?
Oh, I was just about to ask. Yeah, how? Church or event?
Where do you mostly spend your time at? Like, where do you hang out at?
Church. Other than church, I go to the gym.
Yes. Spirit is telling me it will be at the church.
Does anything else I need to know?
It is going to somewhere holy. So, yeah, it would be a church.
Now, is this somebody you might know already?
No, that's what I haven't met him. I met him in my...
Because a lot of times when it's a small community and most of the same people go to that church...
Well, usually we have visitors also.
You do get your visitors also. Now we need to find out on the chart, will it be a visitor or somebody that she knows already?
Not somebody she knows already, but it is somebody that you will meet at your church, and it will be a
visitor. It'll be a visitor.
Yeah, he's from out of state.
Wonderful.
I'm getting from, he's from Arizona.
What? Wow.
Is he from Arizona? Let me check. Saying yes. Okay. So I was correct on that. So that's where you'll meet him from, is the church.
Okay.
Is that a large community or a small community where you're at?
New Orleans is pretty big, but the church I am at now, the pastor recently died. Basically, they're getting low on members.
So if somebody new came there, you would know.
Okay, is this guy destined to be with me, or is it a mutual thing?
Is he destined?
Yes.
Is he destined to be with her? 60%. 60%
that's
right.
A yes.
That's a definite
yes.
Okay.
That's a definite. Without a doubt.
Do you guys know what type of profession?
Do I know what profession he's in?
Yes.
Let me look under business decisions. That will tell me what profession he's in.
I'm getting that he's in carpentry.
Let's check the business decision chart.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. This one's interesting. Is he in carpentry also? Okay, so it's saying he's in carpentry and he's also in taxi.
So he has two professions.
Yeah, he does taxes too.
So he has a stable job.
Right. So I'm getting the carpentry. I'm getting he likes to be self-employed. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So
he has
really
his own business.
Say that again? You guys talking to both at once.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ed.
I was saying I'm getting that he's really smart in the math, and he got into taxes and accounting, and also he's really good with his hands, which is why Roy saw carpentry. So he likes to build things. He likes to tear things apart. He's kind of a handyman. And all kinds of different things. He don't have his own business, but he's self-employed. Like, he likes to work for, like, contract companies and things like that. He's like contracted.
Okay. Any flaws?
Is he what?
Does he have any flaws? Baby mama drama or what? What not?
Flaws?
Yeah.
That would be under well, depending on what you mean by flaws, like, do you mean, does he have any baggage?
They like, yes.
Okay. Okay, let's look and see. Does he have a lot of baggage? Yeah, he has some baggage. Let's see what they are. Of course, everybody has some kind of baggage. Our lives can't be perfect.
I know it's not perfect. I'm just saying, like, kids involved. Like, how many kids are involved? Are you thinking one?
No, he doesn't have any kids.
Cool.
But he does tend to sabotage himself a lot.
So are you trying to say he wants kids and you can't have them, or?
Exactly.
Oh.
A lot of it's greed and selfishness. It's holding them back, according to the chart. Ego gratification. Oh, God. He's a Leo. Be careful with this one. Mm-hmm. Careful of Leos.
I'm going to try.
He's going to try to sabotage the relationship.
I will lock the number in and give you guys an update.
Y'all have a good relationship with him, but he's going to try to sabotage it.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Good. Well, what I mean by that is he'll put up all these icy walls and feel like he's not good enough, and he thinks too much of money, and money gets involved, and blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's his baggage. But the rest of the stuff, he's very connected with you, and you can get past those things. And that's why you haven't met yet, because you got to get past those things first.
Okay.
So there's some things he needs to work on.
Like, give me an example.
Well, he needs to work on those weaknesses before you meet, because you want to be balanced or balanced out.
Okay.
And that's why I'm getting you haven't met yet. That's the reason why you haven't met yet.
Okay.
Are you getting anything, Roy?
Well, my guys are saying that mainly is not to judge him.
I don't judge anybody. I don't want nobody to judge me.
Yeah. The main thing is he's working, you know, to get this baggage, you know, to get rid of it and to be more committed, to be more of unconditional love.
Okay.
The main thing is, you know, he's had some experiences in his past where people or other relationships, you know, just didn't turn out for him. Adrian, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, remember, anything that we say to the universe, it can be reversed. So what you're really saying is that you will judge him, so you got to be careful how you tell the universe what your mind is telling the universe.
Okay.
Especially when you pray, you have to be careful.
Okay, I do pray. I like to pray.
So if you're willing to make the sacrifice, it will work.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
And we thank you for calling tonight. And let's go ahead with our next caller now, Adrian.
All right. Let's go to the 775 area. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I think I did a reading already.
Okay, we already got you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Let's go to the 503.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Elizabeth in Chicago.
And Elizabeth, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering about my love relationship. My boyfriend pretty much sabotaged the relationship, but he said he's willing to talk to me and he's willing to think about the things I've said, and he needs some time to work out his baggage. Is it going to be okay? Am I going to get through to him, or are we completely over? I don't know what to think.
What? You're asking, will the baggage continue, the issue?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's worked through several things on his own before meeting me, but he kind of put the brakes on our relationship. And then when I do see him, he approaches me and he asks me questions and he says hello and he acts really friendly. And we had a long talk for about an hour, and he said he would think about things. He promised he would think about things. So, you know, I just don't know what to think. I mean, is my love going to be enough? Am I going to have to push him to, you know, guide him past his fears like a scared puppy? You just keep working with like an injured puppy that's been abused. It takes a while for them to trust again. And these were not issues with me. These were issues with
other people he was with and childhood issues.
Right. So do you know who's involved in this issue?
Yes.
Who's involved?
It's mainly his last girlfriend that he was with
okay.
for 5 years. She, and then family stuff growing up, some stuff his father did.
Okay, so that's where the issue is.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we need to find out is what percentage is this, how this is affecting him, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. How is this affecting him? This is affecting him emotionally and mentally, according to the condition card chart. And it's affecting him at 80% right now, Roy.
That's a high percentage. So that
yeah.
is the issue.
Yeah, that's the source.
But he's got a ton of supportive friends, plus me. And he just said the relationship that he, you know, he pursued me. He chased me for months till I went out with him. And then he said the relationship was so beautiful and so overwhelming that he didn't know if it was real. He never experienced anything like that, so he just kind of put the brakes on it. But like I said, he comes up to me, he talks to me, he just glows when he's around me, and you know, his mother is trying to get us back together. So, you know, we have a lot of support around him, but I don't know
mm-hmm.
if it's gonna be enough to pull him back to the light where he needs to be, so he's not afraid.
All right. Will that work? The chart's saying yes, that'll work.
Okay.
So if you want to put that intent out to the universe, that will work.
Okay, I've been trying every morning. Yeah. What do I say?
I need to ask you a question. Is his self-esteem really low?
Yeah. And there's no reason why it should be.
Where is he getting this from?
When he grew up, he was physically abused.
So he's holding on to a lot of things from the past.
Yes, which he doesn't need to. And I got through to him once and he realized some things, but there's still more.
Yeah.
The
main thing is you have to, you know, if you want this relationship to happen, you have to help build that up.
I know.
Have to make him feel like he's, you know, important, that he has value, you know, that he is, you know, more than what he thinks he is.
Yes, and I was going to make him a scrapbook of some of our pictures and some beautiful poetry quotes and some other things and just inspirational things and just send it to him in the mail as a surprise so he could read it and digest it.
If you were saying scrapbook, that reminded me of something also that would help him, and that's what they call a soul collage.
Okay, what's that?
Hey, John, explain that to her.
Well, what you do is you get a magazine and you pick out the obstacle of the problem, and the magazine will eliminate the obstacle because you've identified it, just like the chart, because now your subconscious recognizes and your unconscious mind, and it balances both brains, the conscious and the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what balances out, is by identifying what is the problem, what is the situation, what is the resolution. That is the question
mm-hmm.
that you have to ask in your subconscious when you're pulling out the pictures of the magazine. And then what you do
right.
is you get a blank card and paste it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Like a collage.
Like a
okay.
collage.
And is that for me or for him?
Actually,
that's
it's for
both
him.
Of you.
You know, it's for both of you, where you both want to you know, this relationship to happen.
That's for both of you, because you both got to put your energy into it.
Yeah, I know that, and I really, my life has been changed by him in the year that I've known him, and I do feel that I'm ready to settle down and get married. I'm like in my late 40s. I'm finally ready, and I've seen him before in my past dreams and things. I know it's him, and it's just, you know, if I can somehow help pull him through this, I know we'll be fine.
Well, according to the chart, it says he's very violent and destructive, so be careful when you do the collage. He can end up hurting himself and other people.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that in him. I have seen a little anger, but I've never seen him taking it out on anybody.
He holds it in.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So he's kind of like he's kind of like lava ready to explode.
Yes.
So just be careful with the collage when you do it. Do it with good intent. Be careful what you ask, because it will manifest and it will set off an alarm in his brain, which will cause him to have violent and destructive moves. So, when when you do any kind of energy work, you want to light a white candle.
Okay.
And that's what I lit tonight. I lit a white candle, so that way there's no negative energy around me or around my apartment. Or when you're doing any kind of spiritual work, you always got to ask for your backup.
Right. Okay. Because I everybody keeps, you know, other people that don't know the situation keep saying, oh, give up on him. Oh, it's been like 4 or 5 months. He's not going to come around. Just, you know, just forget about him. He's a loser and all this stuff. And he's not. He's just, you know, he's very stable otherwise. He's had his job for like 40 years, and he does creative work, and he's dependable, and he's always where he's supposed to be, and he's a great cook and a great friend and a great lover and all these other things that he doesn't think that he is, you know. So,
well,
I just thought
that's just their way of dealing with the problem. They don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah. And he always used to say, "I can't believe I got you. I can't believe you're with me. This is so unreal. Is this for real?" You know. And I just lost my job, but I know that there's a better job coming for me, because this job was literally killing me. So, I mean, I have all these things going on, and I'm just trying to make something last. I, you know, it just seems like I'm spinning my wheels.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I wanted to move back to the West Coast, and then I met him, and he says, "Well, you know, are you moving?" I heard you're moving, and I said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about it." He says, no, I want to start a relationship with you. Will you think about it?" And I said, "Yes." And then I ended up staying here, and I ended up falling in love with him. And, you know, I gave up something else that where I thought I was going to be for this, but then I found something else that I've been looking for my whole life.
Well, they say when one door closes, another one opens up.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep. Okay. Are you guys seeing like a time frame on this, or just keep putting the energy, sending out the white light to him and the energy and doing the scrapbook and the board?
Right now he just feels like he's not being heard, because you have all these people saying break up with him and all these nasty things to him, and whatever he says doesn't matter, and that's how he feels, you know, because you have all these people attacking him.
Yeah, some of them do and some don't. I think there's one woman in particular that pretends that she's his friend, and she's been spreading gossip about me, and I've never met her. And she's a married woman that just literally has followed him around town and caused a bunch of problems. So, you know, I just wish she would get out of the picture,
like,
too, because... Huh?
Sounds like they're jealous. I sense a lot of jealousy from these people.
Yeah, they are. They are. And there's no reason for them to be spreading gossip. I wish they'd just leave us alone and do our own thing. But like I said, his mother's trying to get us back together, and the rest of his friends and my friends have tried to intervene too. So there's more support than gossip. But it's a couple gossipy people that need to be butting out, because they don't know us and they don't know the situation.
Exactly. They don't know what's going on in his life.
No, and especially this married woman. I don't know how to get, you know, I just wish that she would just mind her own business, but she just won't leave him alone, so.
Yeah, it's because they want to keep his vibration down, that's why.
That's selfish. That's very rude of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't have a heart.
They don't want to see other people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see people happy.
No, they don't.
Well, I'm going to do my work. What?
You know, my guides are saying that he needs to surround himself with more positive people. A lot of these people are what we call psychic vampires, and they're just draining his energy.
I agree.
They're toxic. And they're toxic.
Yes, I agree.
So I'm getting that if you want this relationship to survive, then both of you will have to move and get away from that.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your insight tonight. Thank you very much.
We thank you for joining us tonight. We hope we were able to help you with the information that we were able to receive for you.
Yes. Thank you very much for your kind time. I will keep working on this. Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's go ahead with the next caller now, Agent.
All right. The next caller is from the 604 area. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi. It was a long way.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Charlene. I'm from Canada. Yeah. I'm up in British
Columbia. We welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Oh, you know, there's three things that are making me pretty crazy here. The love is the main one, though, right now. There's a man I'm very much in love with. I believe he's in love with me, but I do have trust issues because he is pretty unusual. So I guess I'm trying to just make sure that I'm on the right path with him. I have believed he's my twin flame, and but it's been tumultuous to do with family and other things going on, right?
Adrian, now, first of all, we need to find out if that is her twin flame.
So you said Charlene?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. That's my name.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you're talking to my father, Roy.
Yeah.
I know. Thank you. I love listening to you, too. I love listening to the love between you and the respect, the reverence, and the sincerity.
So you want to know, is this person your twin flame?
Yes. Yeah.
It is saying yes. It's going to 70%.
That's a good percentage.
Yeah.
Well, you build up your connection.
So what are your doubts?
Trust is a big thing. See, when we met, it was like, holy crap, it caught me like I was... Anyway, and then I was just coming out of a very toxic, sad relationship that I'm still suffering the consequences for because of the children, and they're suffering from it. So, anyway, this man, finally, you know, several years into it, I told him that, you know, I want a real relationship with you. And at that point, then I felt we were beginning a real one. And he had seen other people while he was seeing me before that. And I'm hoping now, you know, and that was, you know, it was because it was somewhat of an open relationship. I'm not sure if that's the right term for it or not. It was, anyway, Now, you know, we've talked about marriage. We've talked about living together. There's obstacles that are in the way. There's his business. There's my family. There's I just want to move forward and get on with my life and not live in the past anymore, right? So trust. Does it feel like I can trust his fidelity to me at this point in time and forward?
You want to know, can you trust him?
That's correct. Yes, Adrian.
Okay, let me check here.
Thank you.
Oof. Right now, there's not a lot of trust. It's like at 20% right now, your trust issues with him.
Mine, yes. But is it accurate, or am I just creating something because I'm fearful, you know?
Is she creating this? Yeah, you are. You're fearful.
I'm getting, my guides are telling me that you're holding on to some anger.
Yeah, probably.
What are you holding on to? This is something from your past.
Oh.
Is it the past? What's that? So this goes way back. This is like past life stuff.
I was going to say, you say 3 lives ago, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. This is past.
Okay. Oh.
That's
all
what
right.
The chart's saying.
All right.
So the chart's saying, to what degree is this from the past? Let's see. Wow, 70%.
Yeah.
It's pretty
so
high.
So there's some emotional issues that you need to get past.
Okay.
And what do you feel those are?
I'm going to go betrayal. That's the first thing I hear. It would be betrayal. I don't know if it has to do with him. But I have had betrayal from all kinds of levels. So obviously there's been expectations. Mind you, some of them come from childhood, where just not being nurtured and looked after and let down when boundaries were crossed that shouldn't have been by other people, right? So, okay, so betrayal. That's betrayal.
I'm getting now. My guides are telling me that you're holding on, you're not supporting your inner child. Adrian, do you want to explain that to her?
Well, the inner child has to do with your inner self. So it's something internal or external that is something that's out of alignment with your higher self.
Okay.
So let's see if it's internal. Let's say no. Is it external? So it's more external. So that has to do with your soul connection with your higher self. It's more external than internal. So the outer part of you is not resonating with your soul. Does that make sense? Like you're not feeding the outer part of you or taking care of your needs and your wants and your health. How's your health then?
I see a specialist in a couple of days. And I know it's self-created because I have been very, very sad and kind of bitter and angry. It's a little bit of a hyperbole, but it's
you know what my guides are telling me, you know, and this is something that me and Adrian experienced because we kept wondering, you know, why we couldn't get our hypnotist shows going, you know, and they
blocking.
Just weren't, you know, it seemed like something was blocking them. So we had Adrian's mentor, her husband, tell you, you know why you're going through this, don't you? And we go, why? because you're taking it too serious. Learn how to have fun.
Hmm.
You know,
oh, okay.
You know, and that's where a lot of people fall short, is they take life too serious. Learn how to have fun.
And that usually causes a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
Because like you say, they take too much too serious, and stress starts coming in, and anxiety and depression, and you know, and it's more external than internal, because you're a spiritual person, but you're not taking care of your physical needs. So the physical body will let you know when you're out of alignment with your higher self.
Of course, right.
And that was the reason why I got shingles, because I was in alignment with my higher self, and my body was telling me, say, hey, time to take care of your health, take care of your needs, your wants, your desires, you know. So I wrote them down, I lit a candle, and I let go of all the things that I don't want and all the things I do want, and I did a toxic cleansing. Maybe that's my, you know, maybe that's what you need, is a toxic cleansing.
The main thing is finding the key to the issue.
Yes, I agree, Roy.
But tell her what you said, Roy, the three things that you need. You need good health.
Well, number one is your health. Number two is your wealth, and that's, you know, having the kind of job that's going to bring you, you know, the kind of money that you want. And then number three would be your relationship. And it has to go in that order.
Hmm.
Are you working right now?
I do. I work for myself. And I'm just actually coming to the conclusion that, you know, I have to explore some other avenues for creating money. And the money issues are fairly significant, and it's because there's been such sorrow to do with my first marriage. So, there's nothing I want more than to wake up with this man I'm seeing every day for the rest of my life, and I'm hoping that's going to happen soon. Is it?
Well, a lot of your health problems come from your family lineage too. Like, is there a lot of people in your family that are ill?
No, but in the reproductive area where I'm having the issues right now, that's not an uncommon issue. So on all the things that are going on, I would say that it's definitely somewhat hereditary. So
same
it's
thing.
Not on
okay.
That, so. Yeah.
So the same thing's happening with them then.
Right.
Okay, there's the problem right there. It's going back to her family lineage. Roy Lennon.
Oh, okay. Another thing I'm getting, that you need to get your chakras balanced.
Okay.
Have you had that done at all?
I try and do it from time to time just to make sure, you know, and there are times I'll do it daily. Do I have an actual practice to sit down and focus on it? A little ADD. I could be better at it.
Okay. Because I'm getting there's still some blockages there.
Energy blockages.
Energy blockages.
Uh-huh. And it's coming from the family.
Yeah.
Okay,
is there
so
anywhere on the charts where you can go in and make those corrections for, Jason?
Absolutely. I can do it right now.
Thank you.
But what I need to find out from you is who is the source. Well, I'll just ask the chart.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, let's ask Spirit. Let me go to the family lineage here. That's where the problem is. And then we'll reverse the energy, what's blocking you. I had to do a clearing on a guy last night. I did the same thing for him.
Thank you, Adrian.
And a lot of his health problems came from his brother. His brother had a lot of mental problems. Okay. First, we need to look at the source of the condition so that we can make the correction. Is it mental, emotional, physical, energetic, spiritual, soul, environmental? What is it? Okay, so it's emotional. Okay. Let's look at the blockage. So it's an emotional blockage, and it says it's in your arteries. It's blocked in your arteries. Okay. So let's go ahead and make that correction. Can we correct this? Saying yes. Okay. I'm just going to go into your DNA. Do I have your permission?
Please, thank you. Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'm going to remove that with the chart. Okay, what part of the body do you need to go to? So this is in your heart chakra. Okay, so let's go ahead and make the correction there. It's more emotional, so of course it would be in your heart chakra. What is needed to make this correction with that? Detox, internal and external. So it'd be more external detox. Okay, so let's go ahead and put that in there. Okay, locking into place. His body 100% integrated. Revealing the family lineage. Saying yes. Who's involved? Okay, so go on the mother. Go ahead and make their correction there. External detox is at now at 70%. Good. Lock that into place. Okay. Is this body 100% integrated for healing now? 50% balance. Okay, lock that into place. Okay, what percentage is she at now? Wow. You are now at 90%.
Wow.
Lock that into place. Okay, is this body fully healed now from this energy blockage? Okay, so it is saying 50%. You're back in alignment.
Thank you.
Now, what I would like you to do before you go to bed at night is drink some water. Drink a lot of water so you don't dehydrate. Because I always recommend people to always drink water when I'm doing any kind of psych surgery, to drink a lot of water. Because it takes a lot out of you.
Right.
So,
my guides are saying that you need to start doing some meditation also.
Right.
And by using affirmations, what you need to do is start showing yourself more unconditional love. And this is something that your body is going to help, you know, with the healing process.
Love and tender care.
A lot of TLC, yeah, tender love and care. And how did you feel after Adrian did this work for you?
I feel really deeply relaxed right now, Ashley. Very deeply relaxed.
Yeah.
Very relaxed.
Wonderful.
I'm glad. Thank you. So,
and this will help, you know, so that your twin flame will, you know, come, you know, a lot sooner also. Because these were some of the blockages.
Yeah, it's been funny because I've actually been stunned to realize that, you know, most of the things have been my issues even, which, I mean, I know it's always that way, but I just didn't realize that I was, it was my fears holding him back. And I know I'm just very ready to be waking up with him every day for the rest of my life, really. That would be nice.
Wonderful.
It feels like that'll happen soon. Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you want me to check the pendulum?
Go ahead and check that, agent.
All right, is it true? It's at 70%.
That's a green light. That's a go.
You guys are darn near saintly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other information that you want to pass on to me?
And how are you and your mom getting along right now?
We're getting along really well. I am very concerned about her. She has some health issues going on. So, you know, the childhood was, she could have been maybe a little more maternal. Maybe a lot.
Yeah.
But she did the best she could. She was, you know, she was broken good. She was hurt at a very young age, and she was emotionally couldn't really get past that. So it's only been recently, I would say, that she's grown up. And so our relationship is quite good. I know she worries about me, though. The family dynamics that I have going on with my children are rather estranged and dysfunctional. I was in court on Friday testifying, and it was, you know, it breaks my heart because I love my kids so much, and I'm a healer, as you I'm sure you already know. So, you know, to work, it's very important that I work in love. That's our sole purpose, right?
Right.
And my children have been taught the same way. And this was regarding my man, and it was it's important. So I don't want to, anyway, it's extremely painful, and I have to. And you're right. I think I need to nurture the inner child a little more.
And what do you do? What line of work do you do?
Service. I have a bottled water company, so I'm in service. And I do healing work. A varied form of you. And you're picking that up. So I do a varied form of alignments with people and healing and clearings, and I'll do readings, but I'm not necessarily, I'll channel for them, but it's information that's specifically for them, so I don't have any one way that I do that, Roy. When I'm doing it, it's going to be geared more to what my intuition reads that they need. I do body work a bit, like I'll work on the feet, and I'll massage and go to the spots that need to be released and opened up on a physical level. And but in terms of bringing in revenue, it's through the water. And I'm trying to figure out a way that I've got to, because there's trillions of dollars out there. I deserve as much as I desire. So,
you know, my guides are telling me that you need to be more in the spotlight on stage.
Right.
How do you feel about getting up in front of large groups of people?
I think I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, provided I have lots of water to drink. Get a glass right now. You know, I think I'm okay with it, because, like I said, I channel specifically to what's there. And once I get over the nervousness and I can communicate and connect, I'm fine.
And the reason I'm asking you this is because me and my son, Adrian, we perform on stage. And when it's so great to be, you know, on stage and in the spotlight, and that's where we really shine, is when we're on stage.
It's fun to turn people's lights on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's wonderful to help them. And you see that connection. It's like, okay, I did, you know. And that it's not necessarily about being ego-driven. It's just about helping that person connect.
Right.
And it's nice to receive. And you two are certainly not ego-driven.
Yeah.
You're there to empower and share.
You're right.
I'm 1,000% certain of that. So, but it is fun to be on stage. It's fun.
Yeah.
It is.
The reason is we're hypnotists on stage, and when we're hypnotizing people and making contact with the subconscious mind, we're right in that energy right along with them. And I'll tell you, that is the greatest feeling of all, is to be, you know, in the subconscious mind and being part of that energy.
True, true. It is pretty magical, isn't it?
It is magical.
So how would I make that happen for me with what I'm doing?
Main thing is you have contacts.
I do.
So then it's time for you to make use of your contacts and start putting groups together, letting them know about what you do, you know. And the main thing is having the confidence of, you know, of co-creating this and putting it together.
Okay.
And I feel you have those abilities. You just
Great.
Have to do more with them.
It's time to start. My job specifically is to empower and wake up people to their purpose and the authenticity of who they are, so that they can not only heal themselves but work at healing this earth and remind themselves of the God self that they be, right?
Right.
So, but making that a marketable commodity. You know,
and what is, in your area, how marketable is that?
You know, spirituality is a rising phenomenon. People are hungry to learn today. They're trying to connect with themselves, and they're not sure. They have an essence of it. They have a sense of it. With all of the solar flares that are happening and all of these magnetic shifts, or actually I call it bipolar. It's just bipolar right now because they're going back and forth, and it's having a hard time connecting. So how marketable is it? Very. Finding, and I do have, I attract and connect with people on wonderful levels all over everywhere. You know, getting out there, because I don't want to be a carny show. I'm there specifically to empower and wake people up. So.
You know, this is going to be interesting. I was just getting some visions of your past life just now.
Oh, okay.
And you were you go all the way back to the time of Lemuria.
I know. I was told once I was Christ's daughter, Sarah. And yes,
this is going to be real interesting because we met another lady a while back, and her name was Nanari.
I know her. She's wonderful.
You know Nanari?
Oh, yes, I know her. She's magical.
And this is going to be interesting. Your voice sounds a lot like her.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, your accents are almost the same.
Well, she lives in the same area that I do.
She is in Canada right now.
She is, and she's in British Columbia as well. She's wonderful. I have spoken with her.
But what's real interesting, Adrian has a strong connection with Poseidon. And in a past life, Nanari was married to Poseidon, and Adrian was her son.
Oh. There's a resonance on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry? Adrian? What did
you
say, Adrian? Yeah, I'm here. What did you just say?
I was just saying that's what she told me.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel the resonance on that. I'm sure you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah, we felt a strong connection.
Nanari works in channel, I would bet, 80% of her life.
Yeah.
She's very clear and very, yeah, she's wonderful. She knows other friends of mine as well. So she's in the Okanagan, which is similar to the area that you're in. We're just, of course, we're up more on the 49th, and she'd be in the 50th, 51st parallel. But we are,
wow.
You guys, probably more around the, I'm going to go 30th. Is that about where Arizona is?
Actually, we're in Salt Lake City.
Oh, in Utah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But what's interesting, Anari was telling us that Lemuria, there's parts of Utah that was part of Lemuria, also Arizona, and Canada. That were part of Lemuria at that time.
Well, what I do know is you can just, there's, I heard something that did resonate for me, and that has more to do with the volcanic activity where those are. That's more where the areas were in Lemurian energies. I know that we have surpassed technologically where they were at. Now it's a matter of us remembering to return to love, right? And,
right.
And not be ego-driven, which I think our economy is breaking enough globally that people, and because of medias like this and like social medias and just the internet in general, people are able to almost immediately know what's going on. So as we're learning more, they're not quite so willing to follow. And, you know, people like me don't sound quite so crazy anymore. So, you know, it's getting more the norm. And I know I seem to experience, and that's thanks as well to Aboriginal work. There's a group of people that I connected with here in the Maple Ridge area that they, there's a fellow, Robert Ellison, who comes and he was down, there was for the 2012, the Mayan calendar shift, he was part of a global meeting of the elders. He was there accompanying an elder whose name was Shar as well. And one of the messages that came up was that, you know, in the Aboriginal community, they didn't write down, there weren't scribes written about things. So, you know, that's not how they work. They work more in telling stories. And, you know, it's more important that we learn to communicate and we talk with each other and we spend more time just talking. That's just probably, you know, that was one of the biggest messages that came out of, and it was literally, it was a global meeting of elders of all of the communities around the world, and there was, I think, around 112 people or something like that there, if I remember correctly. It could have been more, it could have been less. It was down in Guatemala. Did you hear about it?
No, but it sounds very interesting.
People from all, you know, all the representations, basically, of the. But it was, you know, it was Hopis, Mayans, just various leaders from different groups. There was a couple Indos there, East Indian style people. There was a few African people, a little bit from, just a little. I don't think there were any Asians. But there was a large representation just to connect and get back to Earth. So it was interesting.
Well, I wanted to share something with you also. On Sunday night, we have a show. We have a lady from Peru. She's a shaman from Peru that's on our show on Sunday nights. She talks the first hour. And what she's doing is she's... helping the twin flame energies to come, you know, to come together.
Okay.
And
what time?
She's had a lot of teachings, you know, from her, from other shamans, and she has a very strong connection with the mountains, you know, in Peru, and where she received all her training.
Right.
And her name is Lena Radford.
It's beautiful energy.
Yeah,
It's a beautiful energy. So we'd love to, you know, invite you, you know, to, you know, call in on Sunday night at 10 o'clock our time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know, we hope we were able to help you, you know, with the information that we received.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
We know it's a small world that you would know the Nari also.
Yeah. That's shocking.
Yeah, she's
I don't know. Something was telling me that you did.
You must be intuitive.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. Well, I'm really glad you guys are going to be going more. Sorry?
I said that's the Holy Spirit talking to us.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. It's wonderful to be a clear channel.
We've had, me and Adrian's had some wonderful experiences. It's been about 15 years now, and when we first started out in hypnosis, Adrian had a very interesting experience in which a school friend, mother was demonically attached, and we had to do an exorcism to release that spirit from her.
Right.
And he was only 16 years old when he experienced that.
Huh.
Yeah.
So we've had some quite, you know, a lot of experiences. We've met the Lady of the Lake in Arizona, and this was back in the time of Avalon. And I don't know if you know a lot about Avalon.
I do not.
And so we've met a lot of ascended masters through hypnosis.
Yeah.
So, you know, the main thing is, you know, being open to all possibilities.
Yeah, and you are. Yeah, you are. You're both very clear. Well, like you said, you like to be in the space that the person's in that you're working with, which is fantastic. It's transformational, so that's beautiful. And I know that you work with those audiences, and you will. That'll be wonderful.
We're looking forward to our new journey that's coming up, and you know, and a lot of that is. If you've ever watched a movie called The Peaceful Warrior.
I've read the book. I loved it. I love the book. It's wonderful.
And you remember when he was climbing that mountain, and he had told him when he was going to reach the top that he had a surprise for him, and found out it was just a rock.
Rocks are pretty great. I have a lot of them. I love my rocks.
Well, the main thing is, he told him, you know, while he was on his journey, that he was pretty happy, and a lot of it has to do with our journey, and enjoying the journey that we're on.
Like you said, laughter. I think that's. I know that's really significant to remember to have fun.
Right.
It's only life. We have to lighten up.
Right.
So, not easy to do sometimes because some things can really hurt, and that's part of the job as well because we are emotional beings, right?
Right. And since we're in the reality of duality, so we have to experience the good with the bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's a judgment on the good and bad, but I know I feel those judgments, that's for sure. I don't know if it's appropriate to feel them or not, but I certainly do. And it's not nice to hurt each other. It's just nice to do what we can to make it a better place. And there's no room for the hating. We just got to love. That's
But what's real interesting, that all the people who we come in contact, we know that these were part of our circle, and these were people that we met in other past lives also.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. There's and there's a reason, I guess, why we're gathering and reconnecting, right? And that's whatever that's about. We're on the path to it, right?
Right.
That's a big part of it. What do you get about harmonics? What do you pick up about harmonics? Because I know those are
very powerful.
I'll hit a couple of these for you, for you to listen to. They're made close to where I live here. Soul Vibes makes these. My intuition tells me this is how we heal. This is similar to laser surgeries.
Wow.
Right? So this could be more true, but they're wonderful. And they just resonate infinitely. So that's how I will heal, to work on balancing my chakras, because it's reasonably fast, and
right.
I can hear through the tones how my body's doing, or who I'm speaking with, how their bodies are doing. That could be a little better. And it just works with the 8 major chakras. Aren't they nice?
Oh, I want to share something with you, and I want you to tell me what you get from these numbers that I'm going to give you. You know, I'm going to go ahead and give these numbers to you. It's 2353-6592. What do you get from those numbers?
Is that part of the code?
These are sacred codes.
Yeah.
They're part of sacred geometry.
I want to say Fibonacci codes. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but who talks about that? There's a book that I read where it's briefly touched on, and it's actually, it has to do with the pyramids. It has to do with, And of course, it's not the fabric. I can't remember the word, but there's a literal, it is. It's sacred geometry.
What we call these numbers are geometric transformation.
Okay.
Also known as geotrans.
Okay.
And we learned this from a lady from Sedona, Arizona. And what's interesting about these numbers are almost similar to the chakras that, you know, that we have in our bodies, but there's hundreds of little spin points around our body also.
Right.
When these numbers are set to different parts of your body, it helps to bring everything back into alignment, back into balance.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we even used 50% of our brain, or even 20%? And that's why I was saying that's the 8 major chakras, because that's, and so what you're saying is it just tweaks them,
right?
Turns them on a little more, activates them, heightens them,
right? The main thing, just like harmonics, the body just responds. It don't question. It just responds.
Thank heavens.
Yeah.
If when we get in the way and thinking about it, we interrupt the program, which is...
Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting also, I met a guy from California that worked really closely with harmonics.
Right.
And he has a 7-string violin.
Oh.
And he was able to put harmonics energy into his violin music.
Uh-huh.
And every time you would hear, he would hit a certain tune, then it would bring your body back into balance.
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
But what was
powerful.
More interesting, he was able to take that harmonic energy and put it into a pendulum.
Right.
Yeah. So you could have it with you all the time.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. It's magical to hear him. I wish I could think of where that Fabroci, where I read that, and there was something specifically about that was somewhat important. It's significant. Oh, I know, Esoteric Agenda. At the very end of Esoteric Agenda, there's a documentary. It's 126 minutes long. Towards the end of it, in around the last 15 minutes or so, they talk
right.
about the mathematical code. Thank you. Okay. And it is very important, actually, what that's about. So, Esoteric Agenda is particularly interesting because what it discusses in that show is where there's really an agenda to eliminate 80% of the population through food or famine or disease or, you know, germ warfare or whatever, right? And it's a little bit alarming. And if people would remember that there's like 7-some billion of us, we do have the power to say no, and there is more than enough to go around on this planet. Earth knows how to take care of us.
Right.
And, you know, we have to remember that we can take care of it as well and be here, right? So, you know, do we have to pay attention to how we're... Well, of course, we're living longer, we're lasting longer, there's more of us, but,
right.
you know, we can live in harmony with Earth and with each other without... worrying about stomping on one another's grounds, right?
And that's all interesting what you're talking about because me and Adrian, this is what we talk about all the time, and a lot of it is allowing, you know, these whether it be codes or harmonic energy or any tools that's going to help bring, you know, this balance, you know. And to help, you know, our health, you know, and bring us back, you know, without using, you know, the medical industry, you know, to
pharmaceutical,
you know, or the pharmaceutical, you know, that we all have that ability of healing ourselves. We just have to allow that.
Our DNA and our body knows how to heal itself all the time.
Right.
There's another woman who's a friend of mine, Maureen Edwardson, who teaches basically how to... She has a book called The Magic Evolutionary Code of Your DNA, Your Magical Evolutionary Code. I think that's what it's called. And it's a brilliant concept in what she teaches, and it's really just working with quantum physics and teaching your body to heal itself and reminding, you know, with permission. She teaches a very simple, easy to do system, and she's pretty great. And she's from my area here, and that's specifically what she teaches. And she's gone around the world sharing this, and it's pretty dynamic because the body, the DNA.
You know, and this is interesting that you would bring that up because this same lady
mm-hmm.
that I told you that's on Sunday night.
Yes.
What she does is she goes and makes corrections in your DNA.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows how to psychically remove or, you know, and go in and remove it and then, you know, and help, you know, to whatever that might be, you know, whether it be from a past life or things that, you know, that we're experiencing now.
Right. So correct.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And this is some of the training that she received when she was in Peru.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, I always just put out, I have the genetic cellular structure of a 20-year-old because I know more than likely I'm going to live for another 100 years. So while I'm here, I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
Very healthy.
That's very important.
It is, yeah. Health is extremely important.
And, you know, Adrian was going, he just had some problems with shingles.
Right.
And he had to do some corrections because, you know, these were some issues that he had to get past. Now, 2 weeks prior to that, I was going through, actually, I had a lump that was growing in my chest, and I was able to get that cleared up.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
But what was real interesting, we have a family salve that was handed down, you know, through the generations. And with that very special salve, it was able to draw both of those energies out of our body.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
But we know, you know, that we don't work alone also.
No, no, we're actually never alone.
No.
It's the guidance. It's amusing because this health issue that I've had that's come up recently.
Nice.
I know it's self-created, and I finally went to the doctors, and then finally I had to go through. And there was a bit of a blockage where I had to stand up for myself, and so the results come. It's like, sure enough, they want to talk about it, and then it's like, okay, well, we need you to see a specialist. And I'm like, darn it all, it is. And
yeah.
It is related to circulation, that's true. It is related to that. And it is, I know it's an emotional heart issue. It's all connected. Even though it's in the reproductive area, it's still related to just the way things are flowing, right?
Right.
So it's, forgiveness, being at peace, and we do create in the guides, well, as much as I want to be off of this planet, I still have to be here. And this is an interlude that will pass. It's not always going to hurt.
Right.
That. It's, I guess we have to go through our seasons, right?
Right.
When do you guys go in, when do you start working, and are you at a major hotel? Where are you working at?
Actually, we're making some contacts for right now.
Right.
This is something long time coming, and it finally come to a head, and we finally said we're not getting anything accomplished here, so we need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will send you, I'll message you a couple of statements that I've learned that'll help just help clear. There's a course that I took through Access Consciousness, which is wonderful. And there's
Do you mind? I have a question. Do you mind if we make contact with you again?
Oh, I would love that. That would be lovely.
Yeah, Adrian. I need you to write down her number. I don't want you giving it over the air, but I want Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
No, we dropped
it. Did I lose him? Adrian. I'm just wondering if his phone died.
Maybe.
We're on cell phones, so.
Are you?
Those cell phones are known to die out real fast.
I'll register myself on here. I'm off the computer now, but I'll go on and. Oh, it's 10:57. It might be a little late. I can message you.
Okay, though. Let me give you. I'll just go ahead and give you my email address.
Hang on, let me grab a pen here and I'll.
Okay.
All right, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and spell it out to you.
Please.
It'd probably be a lot easier. And the first letter is E, second letter S, P as in Paul, I, N, O, Z, R, 2000@yahoo.com.
ESPINOCR2000@yahoo.com.
ESPINOZR.
Oh, Z, like zebra.
Yeah, zebra.
Okay.
2000@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect.
And if you could, send me